Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is March 20th, 2022, and this is episode 11 of season 2, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book The Four Disciplines of Execution by Stephen Covey. This audible book will teach you what the four disciplines of execution are and why they work.
Section number 1.
The Four Disciplines of Execution, also known as 4DX.
Discipline 1.
Focus on the wildly important. The first discipline is to focus your finest effort on the one or two goals that will make all the difference instead of giving mediocre effort to dozens of goals. Execution starts with focus. Without it, the other three disciplines won't be able to help you. The inability of leaders to focus is a problem of epidemic proportions. Focusing on the wildly important means narrowing the number of goals you are attempting to accomplish beyond the day-to-day demands of your whirlwind. Discipline 1 is about applying more energy against fewer goals, because when it comes to setting goals, the law of diminishing returns is as real as the law of gravity. If a team focuses on two or even three goals beyond the demands of their whirlwind, they can accomplish them. However, if they set 4 to 10 goals, our experience has been that they will achieve only one or two. To the wildly important goal, you want to devote your best effort. Conventional thinking.
All of our goals are priority 1. We can successfully multitask and succeed at 5, 10, or 15 important goals. All we need to do is work harder and longer.
4DX thinking.
Many of our goals are important, but only one or two are wildly important. We call them WIGs. They are the goals we must achieve. Our finest effort can only be given to one or two wildly important goals at a time.
Discipline 2.
Act on the lead measures. The second discipline is to apply disproportionate energy to the activities that drive your lead measures. This provides the leverage for achieving the lag measures. Discipline 2 is the discipline of leverage. Lead measures are the measures of the activities most connected to achieving the goal. Discipline 1 takes the wildly important goal for an organization and breaks it down into a set of specific measurable targets until every team has a wildly important goal that it can own. Discipline 2 then defines the leverage actions that will enable the team to achieve that goal. While a lag measure tells you if you achieve the goal, a lead measure tells you if you are likely to achieve the goal. While a lag measure is hard to do anything about, a lead measure is virtually within your control. Discipline 2 requires you to define the daily or weekly measures, the achievement of which will lead to the goal. Then each day or week, your team identifies the most important actions that will drive those lead measures. In this way, your team is creating a just-in-time plan that enables them to quickly adapt while remaining focused on the wig. Conventional thinking.
Keep your eye on the lag measures, the court sellier results, the sales numbers, pounds lost, stress out, bite your nails while you wait.
4DX thinking.
Focus on moving the lead measures. These are the high leverage actions you take to get the lag measures to move.
Discipline 3.
Keep a compelling scoreboard. The third discipline is to make sure everyone knows the score at all times, so they can tell whether or not they are winning. This is the discipline of engagement. Remember, people play differently when they are keeping score. The difference in performance between a team that simply understands their lead and lag measures as a concept and a team that actually knows their score is remarkable. If the lead and lag measures are not captured on a visual scoreboard and updated regularly, they will disappear into the distraction of the whirlwind. Simply put, people disengage when they don't know the score. When they can see it at a glance whether or not they are winning, they become profoundly engaged. Great teams know at every moment whether or not they are winning. They must know otherwise, they don't know what they have to do to win the game. A compelling scoreboard tells the team where they are and where they should be, information essential to team problem solving and decision making. That's why a great team can't function without a scoreboard that compels action. Without it, energy dissipates, intensity lags, and the team goes back to business as usual. Conventional thinking.
Scoreboards are for leaders. They are coaches' scoreboards that consist of complex spreadsheets with thousands of numbers. The big picture is in there somewhere, but few, if anyone, can easily see it.
4DX thinking.
The scoreboard is for the whole team, to drive execution. You need a player's scoreboard that has a few simple graphs on it, indicating here's where we need to be and here's where we are right now in 5 seconds or less. Anyone can determine whether we are winning or losing.
Discipline 4.
Create a cadence of accountability. The fourth discipline is to create a cadence of accountability, a frequently recurring cycle of accounting for past performance and planning to move the score forward. Discipline 4 is where execution actually happens. As we've said, disciplines 1, 2, and 3 set up the game, but until you apply discipline 4, your team isn't in the game. This is the discipline that brings the team members all together, and that is why it encompasses the other disciplines. Many leaders define execution simply as the ability to set a goal and achieve it. Great teams operate with a high level of accountability. Without it, team members go off in all directions, with each doing what he or she thinks is most important. Under this approach, the whirlwind soon takes over. Disciplines 1, 2, and 3 bring focus, clarity, and engagement, which are powerful and necessary elements for your success. But with Discipline 4, you and your team ensure that the goal is achieved no matter what is happening around you. In a 4DX organization, accountability means making personal commitments to the entire team to move the scores forward, and then following through in a disciplined way. Conventional thinking.
Accountability on our team is always top down. We meet with the boss periodically and he lets us know how we're doing and what we should focus on next.
4DX thinking.
Accountability on our team is shared. We make commitments and then we're accountable to our boss, but more important to each other for following through.
Section number 2.
Installing 4DX with your team. As you've learned in section 1, 4DX is an operating system for achieving the goals you must achieve. Keep in mind that 4DX is not a set of guidelines, but a set of disciplines. If you're a senior executive who will lead the efforts of others in implementing 4DX, you'll find it a valuable overview of the journey. If you're a leader who will be implementing 4DX with your own team, you'll find a detailed roadmap of that journey. You'll appreciate its value once you begin.
Installing Discipline 1.
Focus on the wildly important. Superb team performances begins with selecting one or two WIGs. Focusing on these vital few goals is a foundational principle of 4DX. Without it, your team will get lost in the whirlwind. Many teams have multiple goals, sometimes dozens, all of which are priority one. Of course, that means nothing is priority one. When you work on that many goals, you actually work on none of them, because the amount of energy you can put into each one is so small, it's meaningless. Selecting the right WIG is crucial. Leaders often hesitate to narrow their focus because they worry about the consequences of choosing the wrong WIG or failing to achieve it. Still, when you achieve a WIG, you're starting a game that matters, one where the stakes are high and the team can make a real difference. Discipline 1 is necessary if you're going to play to win.
Installing Discipline 2.
Act on the lead measures. Great teams invest their best efforts in those few activities that have the most impact on the WIGs, the lead measures. This insight is so crucial and so distinctive yet so little understood, that we will call it the secret of excellence in execution. Unlike lag measures, which tell you if you have achieved your goal, lead measures tell you if you are likely to achieve your goal. We'll use lead measures to track those activities that have the highest leverage on the week. Acting on lead measures is essential to superb performance, but it is also the most difficult aspect of installing 4DX in your team. There are three reasons for this. Lead measures can be counterintuitive. Most leaders focus on lag measures, the bottom line results that ultimately matter. This focus is only natural, but you cannot act on a lag measure because it's in the past. Lead measures are hard to keep track of. They are measures of new and different behaviors, and tracking behaviors is much harder than tracking results. Often, there is no readily available system for tracking lead measures, so you might have to invent such a system. Lead measures often look too simple. They demand a precise focus on a certain behavior that might look insignificant, although it isn't, particularly to those outside the team. Installing Discipline 3, keep a compelling scoreboard. Discipline 3 is the discipline of engagement. Even though you've defined a clear and effective game in Disciplines 1 and 2, the team won't play at their best unless they are emotionally engaged. And that happens when they can tell if they are winning or losing. The key to engagement is a big, visible, continually updated scoreboard that is compelling to the players. Recall three principles.
Principle 1.
People play differently when they are keeping score. People give less than their best and finest effort if no one is keeping score. It's just human nature. And note the emphasis. People play differently when they are keeping score. There's a remarkable difference between a game where the leader scores the team and a game where the players score each other. It means that the team takes ownership of the results. It's their game to play.
Principle 2.
A coach's scoreboard is not a player's scoreboard. A coach's scoreboard is complex and full of data. A player's scoreboard is simple. It shows a handful of measures that indicate to the players if they are winning or losing the game. They serve different purposes. As a leader, you can guide, but you can't build a player's scoreboard without the involvement of the players.
Principle 3.
The purpose of a player's scoreboard is to motivate the players to win. If the scoreboard doesn't motivate energetic action, it's not compelling enough to the players. All team members should be able to see it and watch it change moment by moment, day by day, or week by week. They should be discussing it at all times. They should never really take their minds off it. Installing Discipline 4, creating a cadence of accountability. Discipline 4 is the discipline of accountability. Even though you've designed a game that's clear and effective, without consistent accountability, the team will never give their best efforts to the game. You might begin well, your team may have the best intentions to execute, but before long, the whirlwind will pull you back into a consuming cycle of reacting to the urgent. Discipline 4 breaks this cycle by constantly reconnecting team members to the game. More crucially, it reconnects them in a personal way. Because they are frequently and regularly accountable to each other, they become invested in the results and play to win. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a super duper 5 for providing 4 disciplines of execution in order to win. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.stephencovey.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to please share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at PatrickKelly_podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.